the Authorization Act basically provides more funding, some extensive programming, and some structure for the Science and Technology Directorate. We felt it was important that we strengthen this part of Homeland Security, provided with much more robust possibilities and opportunities, because this is the part of Homeland Security where we feel that an investment can yield a much better dividend.
So the Science and Technology Directorate really deals with some of the technology that's used by first responders and developing things that are interoperable that states can use in order to communicate with the federal government. Is it that kind of thing?
That's correct. I mean, that's part of their mission. They also look at the best science out there to address things like a biological chemical threat, what could be done to counteract it, what has to happen in the event that, there is any sort of attack of that nature in the, anywhere in the nation and how we respond to that. They receive white papers from experts in the private sector that they review occasionally to look at, the best practices out there. So they've got a pretty large mandate.
And when they do review the white papers, do they make decisions about how they will spend funds in the future? In other words, does it reflect how responses actually take place and the kind of technology available or the kind of, resources that are available to...
That is their mission in reviewing the white papers. What we want to do is make sure that we're getting product out of them that leads to innovation. And so, this bill basically provides that opportunity for the director of the directorate, Ms. Tara O'Toole, in the Obama administration.
So there are specific funding needs that you're trying to address, and one of them is securing the cities program. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I have been working along with my colleague, Peter King, to really make sure that the Securing the Cities is a replicable program that can be utilized across the nation. It basically provides a frontline screening and securing of major cities with the capability of detecting radiological or nuclear threats.
And this is done through local law enforcement in conjunction with Homeland Security and various agencies?
That's correct. Basically, our local law enforcement has partnered with state and regional law enforcement to really provide a robust shield to the tri-state region of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
And so there are obvious reasons why you're being a representative from New York that you would want to see this initiated. But New York is obviously one of the areas that is still prone to attack. It's still targeted by terrorists. And so do you feel as though there has been enough cooperation and help coming from the federal government in order to beef up that security effort?
I think that there has been a very proactive effort being put forth by Congress. However, currently, Securing the Cities is basically a pilot initiative. What we will do in the bill is to make sure that it becomes permanently funded and expanded around the nation so that we're standing up a real defense and communication mechanism that can help us in many other vulnerable cities around the nation.
We're talking this morning to Congresswoman Yvette Clarke from the state of New York about her initiative, the Homeland Security Science and Technology Authorization Act, which passed unanimously out of the House Homeland Security Committee. So, Ms. Clarke, how much money are we talking about? Does that get spoken, or at what point do you put funds to the initiatives?
Well, we have articulated through this legislation a need to provide additional funding for a number of programs above what the administration has called for, so that we can sort of begin building to scale. And we're asking for that in the context of the Science and Technology Directorate that has the capability of doing the testing, getting the, you know, real results, and providing, you know, the viable options for our nation. So I think that it's well spent. When you think about the cost of investment for our national and financial security, you know, we know that if we're proactive, given all of the intelligence that exists, we can build a stronger nation. And it just, you know, there's a conservative estimate that in 2005, the U.S. businesses lost $67.2 billion as a result of cyber attacks, and that the global economy lost over $1 trillion. We know that investing in cybersecurity right now will save us in the long run. And so, you know, what the Science and Technology Directorate is going to be looking at are the various ways in which, you know, innovation is taking place in these areas, at providing opportunities for those technologies to come forth and be tested, and then make some determinations about how we deploy various technologies to secure our nation throughout the nation.
And so it would include cybersecurity efforts as well as other technologies for communication purposes and for detection purposes?
That's correct.
All right.
We're looking at, you know, anywhere that, you know, technology is being used to provide, you know, the type of security that we can, you know, we can feel confident in.
And if you could also share with us some information about the National Urban Security Technology Laboratory, which would also receive funding. These are urban first responders, or what's the difference between that and the Securing the Cities program?
Well, what the Urban Area Security Initiative does is it increases the city's preparedness and emergency response capability. And this would be a what we're looking to do is add two new urban areas to the initiative. You know, we already know that New York is one of the big targets, and certainly the surrounding areas of the tri-state. There are other targets, and they're looking for heavily populated areas.
Washington, D.C., for instance. You know, Washington, D.C. area, for instance.
That's correct. And so, you know, what we're doing is an overall increase in key state and local government first responder assistance for public safety preparedness, mitigation, response, and recovery. And we appropriated around $230 million over the president's budget request for these programs in the final 2010 Department of Homeland Security Appropriations bill. And we know that this funding will be essential in supporting state and local governments in preventing, protecting against, responding to, and recovering from incidents of terrorism and other events. So it really stands up a guard of professionals as well as technology to enable, first of all, interoperability, which is a huge issue. We've got to all be able to communicate, but also public safety preparedness, you know, how we respond as well as how our nations recover from any type of terrorist activity, or it could be also natural disaster.
So, Congresswoman Clark, what happens now to 4842, your authorization act? Is there some action that's needed then from the full Homeland Security Committee?
The full Homeland Security Committee has acted, and we expect this legislation to make its way to the floor.
Okay. And so so do you have recommendations, financial recommendations for this, or is that just all worked out in the budget authorization?
It's going to be worked out in the budget authorization, but we have made specific recommendations in our bill. For instance, securing the cities, we were able to secure $20 million for fiscal year 2011. But we'd like to make sure that this program is part of the main budget as opposed to an add-on from the membership of Congress, so that we can really get the benefit of having a national program.
So you'd like to see this sort of institutionalized so it doesn't go away during the next budget cycle?
Exactly.
So it's not a special appropriation doesn't quite hit the bill?
No, I think, you know, we have, you know, come to the realization in New York out of necessity of how important it is to be proactive. We've been very fortunate that there hasn't been another incident in our nation or in New York City since 9/11. But we know through intelligence that is, and we know through what has been released to the public, that there have been many attempts that have been thwarted because we've got such a very robust program in place. This needs to happen in other key areas around the nation. And we've got to be able to talk to one another, to communicate information in real time. And we've got to have the defenses in place, but we also have to be able to recover should something happen.